enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Oh, hello.
We got that podcast for you, coming in live, Brophy time.
It's the podcast, the 78th podcast. It's good to be here. Late night cast, bring in the darkness sounds.
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, we're pretty rebellious youths. You know, late night for us. It's like 8:20 right now, and you know what? I'm not even tired yet. So, you know, fuck y'all.
I'll be honest, I'm a little bit tired, and I got up at like 2 today. So, I don't know what's happening, but it's good.
You know, oversleeping is not good for you. You're not supposed to sleep.
I think it's pretty conducive to recording podcasts.
It turns you into a sloth.
I am a sloth. It's a cyclical thing. Like, I can't break out of it. I'm lazy, so I sleep in late, and then I sleep in late, so I'm lazy.
You want to know what else is a cyclical thing?
What?
Lady times.
Don't talk about that.
Okay, stop clicking.
I'm not clicking anything.
I hear clicks.
Well, I'm moving. I'm moving and shaking. I'm jiving.
I'm done with that.
Slip sliding.
Just, hey, simmer down. So, I want to quickly just... this is probably boring and irrelevant.
Good, that's a good way to start every segment.
Yeah, I just want to... we can quickly go over some reception to some of our comics. It's not so much that I want to, you know, jerk myself off over here, but I do think that comments on the internet are inherently funny, and, you know, when people are commenting about our shit, that's kind of... we can get a scoop on that. Have the exclusive content.
The you know, poop scoop.
Yeah, see some kind of comments, get the thing going. You know, it's just a little segment. Just don't sweat it. So the first one, this is about our comic about Xbox Live and Gushin Gaywood. Gushin Gaywood, by the way, did not respond to me when I sent
I'm pretty sure it's Gooch. I don't think that's like a soft C.
No, that's a Goosh.
Are you sure?
That's a Goosh.
I'm pretty sure it's Gooch.
It's a Gooch. But
because why would he get made fun of if people just, like, said his name? Because it doesn't sound like Gooch.
I mean, come on.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Are you really asking
I'm
that?
Pretty, I'm pretty sure it's Gooch, but continue.
If his name was, like, Sarsaparilla, they would find some way to turn it into something about a man's taint.
I mean, Sarsaparilla is already not a good name to have.
Yeah, but I guarantee you it's not... If you give them something that's one letter away from it, you're giving them the gold. So the first comment is, this site is impossible to read on a phone.
Right. I saw that and I was like...
pretty normal.
Well, you know you can like zoom in and out, right?
I've checked it out on my phone.
A lot of my friends have read the comics on their phone.
We don't have like a mobile page, but it's not... it's far from impossible.
You can look at JPEGs on a phone, certainly.
So someone else says, also, not funny. Okay. Thank you.
So you can't see it, and it's not funny.
Well, the other guy said it's not funny.
Yeah.
And then the first guy said, well, I couldn't get that far. Fair enough, I guess. This is my favorite comment of this batch. It took two people to make that. Let's hope they're 12 years old.
I fucking love that comment.
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
It's awesome.
Oh, God.
Let's hope.
Fuck you, dude.
Fine.
Fuck you. Like, that's just... that's too much hyperbole for even for me.
The last 17 syllables of the final quote of that webcomic made it almost worth reading, almost. So you counted the syllables.
The syllables.
You're talking about whether or not the final line of our comic was worth your time. Meanwhile, you're spending your time counting syllables.
He was just trying to be clever.
Yeah, but was he? Was he trying?
He was trying.
At all hard?
He was trying.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he was successful.
So I'm going to say it probably was worth your time. Because your time is clearly worthless. So I'm just going out on a limb.
That's a good way to think of it.
And then we got Can't Wait for Banned Xbox Live History Month. It's nice. Good. Good comment. Normal comment. Kind of unexpected.
Yeah. Sure.
Then I'm just going to read one of the game FAQ ones. While technically you are violating the terms of use by having what Microsoft refers to as PII, name, phone number, etc., if you call in and let them know that you don't want your info out there like that, they can do a forced name change for you. Thanks for the tip.
Great.
Who are you talking to?
What the fuck is the point of that comment?
Who are you talking to?
I think he's saying that the idea is that these names could be banned anyway, not because they're offensive, but because of some technicality. But the argument that they made originally was that their names were offensive.
Also, this person is giving advice as though there is someone who's reading this who wants to have their gamer tag changed.
Yeah.
So I don't know who you're giving advice to. I don't know on how many different levels you misunderstood what's going on here. But I'm just going to, once again, go out on a limb and say all the levels. You fucked it up.
Yeah.
And then on our more recent comic where I talked to the back of your head, we got the fuck, which I guess is expected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an interesting comment. An excellent example in the differences of people's senses of humor. I thought this was the dumbest thing ever. So we got that. We got that hyperbolic. This is the most something bad adjective ever. But at the same time, he's willing to say, you know what? I'm sure this was some people's cup of tea.
Yeah. So
which is more generous than he had to be, because there's no evidence that anyone thought it was funny.
Yeah, that comic didn't do well on Reddit. But my friends all really liked it.
That's good.
Which I was surprised, because I apparently have no idea what the fuck they like. Because sometimes they shit out all over my comic, and then other times they're like this time they're like, that's pretty fucking awesome. Like, I don't know. But yeah,
Gabby thought you were wearing a mask in the last panel, so she didn't get it.
Oh, come on. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Really, Gabby? Come on.
Gabby, you can send your reply to that question to superbrofibrothers@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And the rest of you, you can send your dick pics there. So, got a couple news stories here.
If we get even a single dick pic,
I'll be happy.
I don't know what I'll do.
I'll be happy.
Yeah.
It's not like you look at the emails.
True. I did say that I would criticize your penis if you sent in a picture of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pleasant for you.
So there's a I picked out just a couple of stories off of Kotaku that I thought... See, so Kotaku posts so many fucking stories that it's a chore to read it. So I feel like if I pick out like just a few a week that are entertaining, then that's a service that somebody might enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
LulzSec, the hackers who hacked everything, hacked you.
Yeah.
They got by the
FBI. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
They got sent to the old prison.
They ensnared one of them, if you will, and he narked out the rest of the hackers.
Wow.
He's a hacker nark.
Such fragile bonds of loyalty.
What tangled webs we weave. So, yeah, they're all not anonymous or laughing it up anymore. See, I kind of, on one hand, I want to be like, hey, they're being funny, guys. They're just hacking. You know,
They're hacking. They're doing bad things.
Just farting around, you know, hacking.
I don't really know what they've done. Have they done good things or bad things?
Well, see, the thing is, on one hand, I'm like, they're just fucking around with people, right? But on the other hand, I had to change my credit card and, like, do some shit
them?
Because of them. I think so. I think they hacked Sony.
Oh, yeah, it might have been there. Are these the same people that are, like, hacking celebrities' phones and getting all those, like, sex pictures?
I don't know. But the main point is that I had to change my credit card because of them, so they can fry, for all I care.
A bunch of fucking, like, celebrities had a bunch of naked photos leaked recently. I don't know what's happening with their cell phones. They need to keep that shit on lock.
Send me the link to that after.
I don't have a link,
no,
but
it's... Hotlink
It's Olivia Munn and the buxom redhead girl from Mad Men.
Cool.
They both had shit leak out.
Yeah, titty ball.
I don't mean that literally, but.
Yeah. Speaking of shit, I got a headline here. The headline is simply, a Pokemon team was kicked out of a hotel for throwing shit. What were they throwing, you say?
Pokeballs?
They were throwing shit.
Oh, it doesn't get much
that
better.
That was my first impression. Oh, they were probably throwing, like, Pokeballs on the ground and stuff and doing little roleplays.
The headline was literally they were throwing shit.
No, they're throwing shit. Perhaps you didn't hear me when I read the headline because they were throwing shit. And poop. So, yeah, I don't know.
Shit and poop, two distinct
sentences. I don't know if there's anything in that. Probably not. I think it's best left alone. Just left.
That's the, yeah, it's funny without being made fun of.
I also forgot to mention that Kate Beaton, very classy lady.
Beaton.
For those of you who don't know.
Kate Beaton.
She is the creator of Hark, a Vagrant. And she's a funny lady. She's a classy lady. And
I saw her Tumblr.
She gave us a shout out. Amongst betwixt many other many other webcomic artists.
Betwixt.
Who intertwined with her on the Twitter web.
Well, is this the thing I saw where you basically would submit a comment about your comic and she posted it all on their Tumblr?
Yeah. Is
that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was very sweet.
I mean, that's cool, but it's not as cool as if she would be like, hey, check these guys out.
Yeah, but you know what else?
If she gave us a personal plug.
Yeah, okay.
Then we'd be in good shape.
Yeah.
So you should set that up.
So do that next, Kate. Thanks, but
you should get her to do a guest comic for
thanks,
us.
Thanks, but why don't you just go ahead and plug us? Endorse us is what you want.
Yeah, we're endorsing her right now. She could return the favor.
Yeah.
It's a good comic. I actually have been meaning to read it.
See, the thing that I find incredible about it is that they're by and large history comics.
Yeah.
And I know nothing about history, nor do I care.
We've heard various examples of how little you know about history in the span of this podcast, actually.
Yeah. But also, I kind of couldn't care less.
About history?
Yeah, I guess I could care less.
I like history.
It's I don't know, it's for the birds. But I still like her comics. You know, you don't need to know. You can just read them. This is funny comics, you know. Check them out. Skip that. So, yeah, thank you.
You not only exposed her comic as a good comic, but you exposed yourself as a Philistine. So that's two things.
Yep.
That's good. I'm taking two history classes right now, and I want to kill myself.
Sounds really boring and like a mistake.
Well, listen, it's a lot of work and reading, I'm not going to lie. And one of them is the Cold War, which I think is one of the most interesting things in American history. And the other one's the Crusades, which I cannot like, give less of a shit about.
I thought the fictionalized version of the Cold War in Peace Walker was very interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's historical fiction. So it's based, a lot of it is based in, so when I'm taking this class, I'm like, oh, I remember that from Metal Gear 3. That's cool.
Yeah, it makes learning fun.
Yeah, so, like, I took my research paper topic from, like, the main theme of MGS3. So, it's cool. But yeah, it sucks.
It's cool, but yeah.
This semester is, like, starting to get really, I'm having to do actual work a lot, and I'm just not used to it. And it hurts.
It's balls, if you will.
Yeah. Like, I have to read an entire book by next Friday and review it. I have to review a book.
Review? Oh, like a...
I have to basically, like, yeah, I have to write a summary of it and, like, say, like, oh, this is the author's bias. I actually have to, like, read it and pay attention to it and write about it. That's, like, wow, guys. Come on. Come on with the homework. What is this?
I don't even know.
I'm pissed off. That's cool, though. I thought that was... I wish there weren't so many other comics on that list.
Yeah.
Because I clicked on certain random ones, and some of them were not very good, right? So I was like, well, that doesn't reflect very well on us.
I mean, there was no bar of entry.
It was just anyone, right? I really liked her manifesto at the top.
Yeah.
I thought that was very... well said, but I don't... The problem with the medium is that since it has such a low requirement for entry, that anybody can just shit out whatever they can do, which is, you know, like, that's what we do. And I hope people don't perceive it as shit, but, you know.
Some people do.
A lot of people.
There's no denying that.
We found that out. A lot of people don't like us. But fuck you guys if you don't like us. But,
you know, it's funny. It's funny, you know, it's funny what different senses of humor people have, even if it is the dumbest thing that we've ever done or anyone's ever done. You know? Just check it out.
This was a weird comic for me because I rarely have a comic where I'm just like, no idea what the fuck is happening. I'm making this. No idea if it's going to be funny. And then when it was all done, said and done, I was like, wow, I actually am really proud of this comic.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen.
It's a weird one.
I really liked how the face turned out in the last panel.
Yeah, it turned out well.
Yeah.
The ensuing conversation with our mother after she saw the comic.
Yeah, I was actually surprised she sent that one to her at all. It's not inappropriate. It's just that I didn't think it would be worth trying to explain.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't, but she likes to see him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives her, it's a treat.
It's a little treat. Trying to. Anyway, she thought the ensuing conversation that we had was another comic.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
This happens often.
She thinks many conversations are comics.
Yeah. She's wrong.
So I don't know if you want to go over that and explore it.
I mean, I'm not planning to make a comic out of it, but we can look at it.
See where it goes.
I can also, after this, I have my friend George texted me an idea for a comic, but it was really more of a setup that was very not developed.
Don't just say that.
So first. I basically texted him back. I'm like, that could be a setup, but there's no punchline. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think about it that much. I can tell you what the setup is, though, after this.
Okay. So, this is a different conversation. This is not about the comic.
No.
She sent out a bunch of pictures of the dog and the orangutan. That
I didn't,
thing.
I didn't look at that.
It's like an internet. I've seen it. I saw it a while ago. So that's what happens if someone who doesn't know about technology finds something and sends it to someone who does. It's like, well, yeah, this is wicked old. You know, that's
yeah.
That's not news to anybody.
It's like she just found out about the Spice Girls. Like,
yeah,
come on.
So I said, already seen it. I've mastered the internet. You know, I'm just not particularly hilarious, but whatever.
Mastered the internet.
So she says, you know, Jake, one day some little kid is going to come up to you and kick you in the shins. Which, for the record, is probably the funniest thing that mom has ever said. Just going to say that.
Probably.
I'm not saying it's hilarious, but.
Probably one of the funniest things she's ever said.
So I said, probably, yes. And then she responds, webcomic alert.
Oh, fuck me.
So I responded back, yeah, they just write themselves. It's that easy.
Way to sound bitter.
Yeah, I know, I'm an asshole. And then our aunt said, this really is like one of the comics. I'd love one with the pics of the orangutan and dog. And I said, well, that's the punchline. So, if you want, we could have
do that. You could have a kid kicking you in the shins and then an orangutan and a dog.
Yeah.
Done.
Done. Did it.
Did it.
Boom. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's...
I could see you getting kicked in the shins in a comic by a child, but I don't know what the context
is. See, the thing is that the reason that was a funny thing that mom said is because mom said it.
Yeah.
And because there's...
It's not something you would expect. It's out of the ordinary. That's why
it's a total non sequitur.
Yeah.
And our mom isn't really known for that.
She's not equipped to create those, usually.
I feel like maybe it's just an idiom?
I don't think so.
Well, whatever. Something. But yeah, do you want to just leave it?
Yeah. All right, so there isn't really a joke here with George's setup, so I don't really know what he was thinking, but so he texts me. This is during my class. He says, I thought of a skit for your webcomic today. Already weird. Like
enactment?
Yeah, enactment. The asshole character is walking outside. I'm assuming he means bromance. Approaching a building. He sees two smokers and asks them for a lighter. Lights a cigarette, pockets the lighter, and walks inside with the lit cigarette. And I was just kind of waiting for him to elaborate. On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, that's a good setup, but it needs a punchline.
Well, see, you've already used up the three panels. Because he has to ask for the lighter, he has to light the cigarette, and then he has to pocket it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even make it in the building.
This is like, this would be a good animation. The smokers could be saying something about, quote, "You can always depend on the kindness of strangers," as he approaches. The asshole could say on his way out, "I know that all too well," .. And then George says, "I feel like it could be better, but it was all the thinking I was willing to devote to it." I don't know what he's talking about.
Just maybe leave all of the thinking to the professionals.
I see. I told him maybe you can think of a good punchline for that, so I'm putting you on the spot.
That's not a good setup, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, how do you even...
It's tough. As
the visual artist, how would you even...
Because he probably thought it was funny imagery, but he's not used to writing comics.
Yeah, that's... Neither of us were good at writing comics when we started.
Yeah.
How would you even communicate that he was pocketing a lighter?
It would have to just be pocketed in the next panel. That's the first thing I thought about.
What, do you have an x-ray vision of his pocket?
That's the thing now. Whenever I think of comic ideas, I instantly boil it down to three panels, and that doesn't boil down to three panels.
Like, how do you even... I don't know how...
He would be lighting a cigarette in one panel, and in the next panel, he just wouldn't have a lighter. That's the only way it could work.
But you would have no idea where it went.
I would have... Well, you'd have to assume.
It's such a detail, it's such a small thing, that no one would assume that it was in a pocket.
Well, no one would care.
Everyone would just think it was laziness on our part that we didn't...
Well, if you light a cigarette, the typical thing you do is put the lighter away and start smoking it, so you'd be smoking it, too. But...
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily assume that he didn't just give it back and they put it away.
True.
So...
Yeah.
Speaking of lacking setups, when I finished transporting all of my ideas into the idea cloud of tags...
Uh-huh.
I came across this one thing that I wrote down at one point, and I'll be absolutely fucked if I have any idea what I was thinking or why this was supposed to be a joke or a setup.
Okay, tell me.
It's four words.
Okay.
Fishing line for anchor.
What? What?
I'm laughing.
What?
What's the joke?
What is happening?
What's the joke?
What is the joke? What is the joke?
Maybe I thought if we were like on a boat and I instead of using a rope for the anchor, I used a fishing line. But like, what then? I have no idea what it means.
Were you high on drugs?
I don't know. I don't even remember writing it.
You probably were high on drugs.
I probably was. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't do enough drugs to write stuff like that.
I don't think we'll ever know, to be honest. Well, that's interesting. Let's write a comic strip now.
So I can... What kind of comic do you want?
Can we do one that's, like, mostly done?
You do realize that that's what you usually ask for?
Yeah.
There's a finite number of those. You might want to...
This time, really, though, because I'm stressed right now. I'm stressed. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on my brain.
You want a four.
I want a four.
Are you sure?
I might use up a four this and next week because I got heavy weeks and I don't want to do a lot of thinking that I don't have to do. So
you're using up my gold, man.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do a three next week, but let's do a four now because I kind of want to do some more reading tonight and I'm tired. And
all right, man.
You know it is.
College. Don't blame me. On some distant podcast, you're gonna be like, you know what? I'm. B is a beat-ass boxer. Give me a four. And I'm going to be like, dude, we're out of fours. You done tap the reserve.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
I was going to say something and I forgot what it was.
Cool.
Oh, I was going to say, this is not what Asher Roth was talking about when he said he loved college. It's just not the situation I'm in.
I don't think Asher Roth ever took one history class.
Probably not. He probably took Weed 101. That's it.
Hey, you did it. Oh, shit. Alright, so we got Meta, another comic about the singularity. Meta.
Wait. Singularity?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Are you kidding me? You've already asked me this.
Singularity.
It's like you're retarded.
Singularity?
Alright. I'm just saying... What... I don't even know what to say. You've already asked me on the podcast what the singularity is, and I've explained it.
In this podcast?
Yeah, not in this episode.
Oh, well, I'm forgetful as shit.
In the future, when machine intelligence surpasses human intelligence and everything gets awesome and shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little bit heavy right now.
We don't need to do that.
No.
Because I think we just used the word recently. Yeah, we did singularity slang.
Yeah.
So I'll hold off on that. Then we got another meta idea. Then we've got another video game idea. Do you want to do a comic about Riddick?
If it's good.
Are you going to play that game?
I might.
Maybe we should wait until you play it.
Is it a spoiler? I've played it before. I played the first one, a decent amount of it.
No, it's about there's one part in the second game that inspired this comic.
Do I really need to have played it? Like, does it matter?
I'm curious to see if you'll pick it up. If you'll think it's like a hilarious situation without me pointing out where it is in the game.
Uh-huh.
So let's just wait.
Okay.
And, yeah, just try and play that relatively soon, because...
I don't have it.
You don't? Yeah.
Did you give it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see if I have it, then.
Because I don't... You know, it's already a fucking outdated idea, so I guess I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's the problem.
Really funny.
Nobody's playing Riddick right now.
Yeah, maybe if you play it now, maybe there'll be another Riddick.
I'm going to be honest, it's not going to get played for a while.
Okay.
I have a lot of shit on my plate.
All right, so here's I think this one's pretty good. It's based on a story, a true story, if you will.
Yeah.
Basically, what's the best way to go about this story, I wonder? Let me just get situated. Yeah, sometimes you're dressing left and you say, you know what, I want to dress right.
sometimes you just gotta dress front. Just let it all hang out.
Okay. Not when I'm podcasting with you. So, basically I go on the OkCupids.
Oh, God.
And I make plans with various alleged females.
Femmes.
What?
Femmes.
Femmes?
Yeah.
If you like.
I do like.
Alleged femmes.
Femme fatales.
All right. And let's just say that...
Some of them have penises?
Some of them have penises, not what this specific comic is about. I listened to a song the other day, and it's a song by a fairly serious-sounding band in terms of the music style. And there was this, like, the first song on this album was this, like, 9-minute-long ballad love story. And this song ends with, I took off her stockings, and I was kissing my way up her leg, and then a rock-hard dick poked me in the eye. And I was at work, and it took every fiber of my being not to laugh my ass off. Because it just completely slapped me in the face. Because it was a very sweet song.
That was the lyric?
It was along those lines.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was quite a powerful message.
Wait, is this just totally unrelated to the story you're about to tell, or...?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just brought up chicks with dicks and reminded me of it.
That's
but
awesome.
It's the first track on the new Tinder Sticks album, if you want to hear it.
Okay, some hipster band nobody's heard of. Good.
So, I make plans with bitches. I just say bitches.
Yeah, that's colloquial.
And women, and to a greater extent, all human beings are just so fucking flaky. I think we've probably talked about this
before. I'm guilty of that too, by the way.
Yeah, so...
I was in a situation where I basically told a girl I was going to go out with her, and then I determined a little bit later on that she wasn't attractive enough, so I just never called her.
But...
That makes me a bad person.
But you didn't make plans with her. You didn't make specific plans.
We kind of made plans. Like, I told her I was going to take a bus out to see her.
But you didn't set a date. right?
That's true. But I did tell her I was going to call her.
So you're still an asshole.
I'm not as much of an asshole as I could have been. At least I didn't call her, set it up, and then not go.
Yeah, that's obviously the worst. I have yet to have that happen to me. But by and large, in just going through the, I guess, the logistical stages of dating, I feel like I'm the only sane person left on Earth. Because bitches can't keep a date. I don't know what it is. Even when they actually want to see me, I just... So it's basically, it's happened so many times where I get a cancellation text right before the date.
Yeah.
It's happened so many times that this one time, I'm standing in my room, I'm getting ready, and then I stop, I look at my phone, and I say, it's just about time. It's just about time for the cancellation text. And I shit you not, 1 second later, my phone lights up, and I get the text.
That is amazing.
I shit you not.
That's fucking hilarious.
My disappointment over the date being canceled was so overshadowed by me freaking the fuck out about my ESP that it didn't even matter. I was like, whatever, bitch, I don't give a shit. I just fucking predicted this text. Do you even understand the ramifications? I was freaking out. I was like dancing. I was like, that's awesome. This is the most pathetic superpower ever. I have it.
That is probably the most pathetic. You have the ability to predict things before they happen, but it's only when it's something that is going to negatively impact yourself. And it's just, like, and it's just not even that bad. Like, it's just, like, oh, I have got a date canceled.
It's like a mathematical thing where girls are going to cancel on me, and it just happened so many times that I've worked out, like, the math internally and subconsciously to the point where I was just like, oh, wait, the text is about, yeah, there it is. Okay, good. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Balls. That's hilarious. I don't know if we can write a comic about that, though.
I already have done so. I've saved us the trouble.
Okay.
Good. You asked for a four. I'm delivering
right,
a four.
Right, I forgot.
But there's a story, and that's it. So, yeah, so I basically hung up my Jimmy hat at that point. I was just like, you know what? Just done did it. You know what? I won. I won. So, yeah. I don't know what else there is to say about the story, but I have a comic here.
That is a really funny story. Yeah, give me the comic.
The worst is that it's always after, usually when I get this cancellation text, it's like before I was about to leave, and it's usually after I took a shower. So it's like, you mean to tell me that I just took a shower for no reason?
Yeah, I cleaned myself.
You do realize I was planning to be a dirty freak, if not for my engagement with you. And you go ahead and just wait until I've showered and bathed myself.
Wait, so they're canceling on you like an hour before you're supposed to meet up? Is that what it's like?
Or less.
Wow. Did they ever give you a reason, or is it just like...
It got so predictable. And this was the first time that this girl canceled on me.
Yeah.
But it just, like, all girls just got so predictable with how they fucking run their game.
Hey ladies, you really need to step your shit up.
Yo, fucking elevate your game to the next level and stop.
See, for me, it's that the messages never get to the point of us going out on a date. Like, the couple of times I've exchanged messages with women, it's been like, oh, at some point the conversation just trails off. Like, I ask them a question, they just don't respond. And then, like, I'm like, am I boring? Is that what's happening? And maybe. And then the one time I do go on a date, it's like, oh, I thought we were having a friend hangout. And I'm like, nope, I'm trying to get it in. But
a minute to win it.
Yeah.
And by win it, I have a very, very specific definition in mind. A physiological definition of winning it.
Lick it before you stick it.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so you want the comic?
Yeah.
So one is basically we have... I kind of imagine... It's flexible, but I imagine that it's me talking to you and telling you the story in a bridge version. Like,
yeah.
Hey, look at my phone. I just predicted that this girl was going to cancel our date. Do you realize the ramifications of this? And then I guess you would probably take it as an opportunity to insult me.
Yeah.
By saying the ramifications of what? You being the saddest man I've had the misfortune to come into contact with.
I like that we explain that as being the most pathetic superpower Like I think
Okay,
that
so
should be in the comic.
that can be your barb.
Yeah.
Like you can say the ramification
I'm
of what.
wondering if this idea works better on my character, because I'm like the guy who's kind of never successful as in dating. Like that's my like you know because like the bandana thing like. I'm wondering like
yeah, it could be.
I'm more equipped to give you a tongue lashing or of some kind, after you tell me the story. That's why I like my character in that position. But
well, we can switch off. It's fine. You can be the one.
Yeah, but your character doesn't tend to be an asshole to people as much, like not intentionally. Like you're an asshole, but you don't do it on purpose. That's what your character is generally like.
I feel like I've been an asshole, haven't I?
Not really. Your character's kind of like an airhead. Every time, like even when you blew anthrax in my face, it's because it seemed like you were just thinking of it as a practical joke. Like,
yeah.
It's mostly like you're just completely unaware that what you're doing is unacceptable behavior.
Yeah. So if you wanna have it be me.
It might make more sense as you, actually. I don't know.
I mean, you could be talking to bromance.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
Let's just look at it first, and we can decide.
Hear the rest of the idea. So let's assume it's still me who predicted the text.
Yeah.
So then it's me. I'm like basically yelling into a phone, and it's like implied that this is the next time I have plans with somebody.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, you can't cancel on me, strumpet. I wrote in strumpet after you said it the last time. So you can't cancel on me, strumpet. That's right, rain check, or should I say checkmate? Good day.
What?
And then panel three is the girl all dressed up and ready for the date, you know, with makeup on and everything. And she's crying and she's hugging a body pillow of me.
What?
And so there's like those body pillows with like an anime character on
yeah.
it. It's me, and I'm like smiling and waving, and she's like holding on to it
what the
and
fuck is
sobbing.
What is the connect? Is it like she actually won?
Yeah, she's actually like obsessed with me.
Oh, okay. That's so weird.
Originally, I didn't have the body pillow in this idea,
no,
but
body pillows
I thought of it.
They make everything 10 times weirder.
I fell in love with the idea.
No, I like it. It's just fucking weird. Is she like fully like straddling it or what? Like, is she hugging it with her entire body? Because that gets kind of like, that's edgy a little bit. That's like a little sketchy to me. I think it's weirder.
Yeah,
she could just be
hugging it.
Is she like hugging it in her bed? Or is she just hugging?
Yeah, like crying.
See, like, I think if she's hugging it in her bed, she kind of has to be spooning it.
But like, she's spooning the side of it, and you know, like, it'll be like a gigantic pillow with an image of me. It's not like a pillow in the shape of me. It's like a pillow.
Yeah, no, it's just like a cylinder almost, or like a.
It could be me walking and like giving a little wave, so it doesn't make any sense that I'm lying
Is
down.
It just like a photo of you like pasted onto it?
I kind of like that she like
made up a whole pillow.
Made. Yeah.
So it's actually well done.
Yeah. Like, I was even thinking maybe the pillow, like, goes out a little bit where my arm is waving.
No,
it's, like, loosely in the contour.
I'm not sure if I know about that. That's...
Okay, well, whatever.
I think it should just be a regular body pillow, so it's, like, recognizable as a body pillow, but...
But you're down with this comic.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You didn't think it could be done.
I mean...
Well, I did it.
It certainly didn't go where I expected it to.
So, we could change it to you.
We have to make it... The problem to me is that we have to make it clear that when each panel is taking place. Like, it has to be clear that you're then talking to someone. And then, in three... It has to be clear that she just hung up the phone. Like, she just was talking to you, and now she's crying. You know? It's just...
I don't know. I think...
This is really dark.
I think if we have something over two that says, like, before the next date... When you go from two to three, it'll be obvious that she was... on the receiving end of that tongue lashing. I think that follows pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to beat anyone over the head with that.
Yeah.
But I think that you might be right. You might work better because you'd also be more likely to give somebody a verbal smackdown over the phone.
Yeah, I think so.
And you'd be more likely to jump to conclusions.
I think it fits well with me. Now we just have to see who fits well for the other part.
So I guess it could be bromance, but he's not ever really that clever.
No.
It could just be me. I could be, you know.
Yeah.
So let me do some writing and paste this in here.
I think that question could be better worded. It's a little awkward to me. Do you understand the ramifications? These ramifications?
Do you want ramifications or implications?
What?
Good job.
Sorry, I zoned out.
Maybe there's a more clever way we could say it. A funny thing we can think of. Like, some sort of analogy. Like, do you understand what will come to pass in this tangled web?
No.
Brief.
No. I don't know if we need to complicate that. I think that's fine. I think we should make it more clear in two that I'm calling to preempt a cancellation.
Yeah, we can do that with a cheesy later. We can do, like...
Yeah, but, like, just saying you can't cancel on me, Strumpet, that might imply that she had just tried to cancel, right? Like, that's why it's not reading completely.
Yeah. You could say, like, I know your game.
Yeah. Maybe the call should start with her saying, like, oh, hey, like the conversation just started.
Yeah. Good call.
It's really that you have to realize that it's a preemptive strike. A saddest superpower.
Do you like saddest or most pathetic?
I like saddest.
Just period? Or like in the world or imaginable? I guess there's not really superpowers in the world, so maybe imaginable.
Do you want to have that repetition of ramifications? Or should I just be like...
Well, because I'm parroting your question back to you.
Maybe you're like, yeah, you awakening to the saddest superpower. Maybe you ask it as a question back to me.
No, because I'm asking what the ramifications... Of what?
Oh.
Of this sad, sad fact?
Oh, I see. So maybe you're saying you mean the ramifications? Like maybe you're trying to clarify?
Yeah, like that. Maybe I try and answer my own question. Like, I don't know.
Shouldn't you put imaginable after superpower there? Sad superpower imaginable?
It's a stylistic choice.
I like it stylistically the other way.
Yeah, so. I guess I'm the writer, though.
Oh, so it's set in stone?
Yep.
So what you're saying is you're writing a different style to be different, but it's also worse.
Well, I'm writing myself, and that, to me, is the more interesting way to say that.
All right.
Conventional
English?
I got my own drummer beating me.
Fair enough. You win this round.
So then we have to think of some, like, what the possible ramifications.
We could just leave it at that. I don't know if I have a comeback.
No, I'm saying, do I answer it? I ask, but then I also answer it.
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah, there's probably something funny I could say. I imagine, like you being alone all the time. Or I guess it'll be good for 15 minutes of fame and a few G's, like... like maybe there's something like really paltry that I imagine that this will get you.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Like a lifetime of.
A slightly more comical suicide note.
That might be the best thing you've ever pulled out. So then we have you talking. So she's just like. Maybe she's like, when should we meet? And you're just like, oh, don't worry about it. I know your game.
Yeah. Hey, when should we meet? Should the girl be attractive? Or should she be, like, ugly?
Yeah, because it's funnier if she's attractive.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's definitely funnier that way, actually.
It's funnier if you fucked yourself.
Yeah. Like she should probably be, like, actually really good looking.
Yeah.
If I can pull that off.
Yeah, and like I said, she'll be in a dress and have makeup on and stuff.
Yeah.
I think maybe her mascara is running.
Yeah.
She's crying.
I should write that down. I'll forget. Should I be, like, dressed up into or not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you're clearly, like, you've you know her game, you're not actually going on the date, so.
Yeah.
And one, do we want to make it more clear that you've developed this superpower after being canceled on very many times? I think you should have, like, another thing, like, I've been canceled on so many times that I've developed some sort of
ESP.
ESP.
Yeah. It's a lot of text again, though, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I had a lot of text in the recent comics, and it's covering up a lot of...
Yeah.
This might be one where I expand it a little bit upwards so I can fit more text in. Because this is looking like a lot of text.
Do we make up another, like, do you say something instead of ESP, like some shitty pun? ESD.
No. I'm not a pun guy. I would probably say something like, it's some Psycho Mantis shit, but nobody would get that reference.
Kind of like that.
That'll be there for
we could say some sort
mind,
of ES...
I actually don't mind making that reference for people.
Do you want to say some sort of ESP Psycho Mantis shit, just so that everyone will get it?
No, just Psycho Mantis. I think it has to be one or the other.
Okay.
I like Psycho Mantis shit. That's fine.
Should we say it's like I've been flaked on so many times?
They're adding more words in.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not necessary.
You're saying as effect.
Yeah. So am I, like, pointing to my phone?
I think you're, like, holding it up. Like, you're holding the screen up to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think you just, like, ran in the room holding up your phone.
Okay.
Because I, like, freaked... I really freaked the fuck out when this happened to me, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop putting two spaces between your sentences.
All right.
God, you know, I have to take those out later.
I'm getting better.
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't noticed it a lot, but you gotta not do that.
It's beaten into me.
Yeah.
It's just like, period, then space.
Yeah, except that's not actually, like, that's something that mom always told me to do when I write. And
I think I've had teachers always tell me that.
I don't know. I don't write with two spaces between sentences. That's not how I write. So I don't know why that's even a thing.
I don't know. We could probably Google it, but it's really not interesting.
I'm pretty sure it's not a thing. What kind of dress is she wearing?
I'm just thinking, like, black dress. I don't know. I guess I'm not very creative.
Yeah, dresses. This is the problem, is that we don't know any girls, and, like, I want to come up with, like, a fashionable dress. So I just have to Google it or something.
Yeah. I think she's also wearing, like, nice, like, heels.
See, what I have pictured is, like, her lying in bed with a body pillow crying, and, like, it's raining outside, and, like, the only thing that's lighting the room is the light from the window, which is, like, over her, and it's, like, you can tell it's raining from the shadow. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if it needs to be raining, does it?
I just thought, that's the first imagery that came to my mind. It probably doesn't need to be like that, but...
It's weird if it's, I feel like it's unusual for it to be raining and light. Out, so it might be hard to light the room with that.
Yeah, it would be dark, is what I'm saying. But I guess it shouldn't be that dark, because it needs to be...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it needs to be dark.
I guess it should be, like, kind of like a top-down-ish view. So you can get a good look at her and the pillow.
Yeah.
Does she have more paraphernalia in the room that references me? Like a photo of me on her night table?
I mean...
I'm not going to show too much of the room.
Yeah, I don't want to oversell it. Not that the body pillow isn't overselling it, but I think that's enough, just that.
Yeah, okay.
Because then, you know, if you put a picture there, it just starts to get unrealistic. Do you want to say I done cracked the code?
I think we'd have to say that instead of... Nah, I don't think we can say that. I don't think it fits.
No?
No.
I feel like you have to address her question in some way. That's not enough for me. It seems too random that that's how you answer her question.
Hmm.
Like, how about, like, let's dispense with the...
Pleasantries?
No, with the ruse.
With this game?
Well, we can't say game again.
Or we could change it.
The facade, or the ruse?
Yeah. I think there's too much text here. I don't know if we need less suspense with the facade and I know all about your game. Like, I don't know if we need both of those things. I think that's redundant.
Yeah, you're right.
But But also, yeah, a lot of text. I feel like we're getting into cat territory, which is, you know, the last place I want to go. The idea is that all the text has to be necessary.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because Cad just writes it, he writes it like a conversation. Like,
yeah, but
like
the thing
like
is,
a normal conversation.
It has to be necessary or funny. I'm fine with there being a lot of text.
Yeah.
It could be fluff
well,
if it's funny.
I'm counting funny things as necessary.
Yeah.
If it actually adds to the comic, if it's just small talk bullshit, like, it shouldn't be...
Yeah. That's right. Rain check. Or should I say checkmate? Good day! I said good day. We can take out the good day thing, if you don't like that.
I think you could say, I say good day.
Well, you said, or should I say checkmate?
Yeah.
It's fun about that.
Good day, madam. No, I already called her a strumpet.
Yeah.
I don't mind good day. I think that's funny.
Okay, good. I said good day. Okay.
Huh?
Okay, then.
Okay, I think we're done.
There it is.
Good comic. I like this comic.
It's the fucking four, bitch. Ask for a four, I give you a four.
Yeah.
So.
Next time I want a five.
It's not a tag. It's not in my system.
Oh, well, gotta turn it up a bit.
There is a zero, so you can just think of four as five, if you want.
Is zero just no comic? Is that just we start from scratch?
I have infinite notes in the zero tag.
That's pretty
They're
awesome.
All just empty. No, the zero is like a tiny fragment, like one quote.
Like anchor is fishing line or whatever?
Yeah, that would have been a zero.
that might be a negative one. Because that's just going to distract you.
That didn't make it over to the new fancy database. That kind of just got left behind.
Yeah. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Where them titties at? Could have been a lawyer. Take what you can. Never been happy since time began. It's getting kind of heavy on my body full of bad bones. Buried in the fat. Yeah, cover me in black stones. You got the time. They all can wait. You want to start talking because it's not too late. Just make it.